Greetings to be our brothers and sisters. May peace and joy be with you.
弟兄姐妹们，大家好，愿平安喜乐与大同在。
When I read Bible, I like to use a character to see if I can use a character to describe a person.
每次我在读圣经的时候，我在想能不能用一个字来描述一个人。
Tonight we are going to study the life of Rebecca.
今天我们要来查考利百加的生平。
To me, Rebecca is a person who is always very active or very proactive.
利百加在我的眼里看来，她是一个非常积极的人。
In the Bible, you can see her action is always very quickly or running in her life.
在我们圣经中描述她总是动作非常的迅速。
His reaction was also very quick.
她的反应也很快。
So we'd like to study his life and mention about 3 points.
所以在我们查考他的生平，我们要提到三点。
For mutual encouragement.
用这三点来做相互的勉励。
First of all, we notice that he has a very proactive single food.
首先第一点是他有一个积极的单身的生活。
And later on, we can see that after she got married, she was very proactively asking God questions.
在她结完婚之后，她也是非常积极的来向神寻求答案。
But that kind of proactive sometimes is too much in her life.
这样的积极甚至在她生命中有时候被显得太多。
So a character of a person could be good and sometimes could be also bad.
所以一个人的性格有时候是好的，有时候可能会成为带来坏处。
We can only judge it through the standard of the Bible.
所以我们只能从圣经的标准来看待这些事情。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
我们来看创世纪25章。
Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪24章。
Verse 18.
18节。
Here you talk about the servants of Abraham went to a city to look for a wife for Isaac.
这里讲到创世纪24章的18节，讲到亚伯拉罕的仆人到这个地方来寻找以撒的未来的妻子。
Then she found Rebecca after prayer.
他就在祷告之后找到了利百加。
Now, what Rebecca reacted at that time? What did he react at that time?
利百加的反应是什么?
Chapter 24, verse 18.
24章18节。
So she drank, my lord. Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and give her a drink. 19. When she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they are finished drinking. 20. Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water and draw for all his camels. You can see the Bible in 3 verses, 2 times describe that she acted quickly.
这圣经里有3个经节都讲到她的动作非常的迅速。
And she did things in running.
她做事情都是用一种很急忙的态度。
So you can see she served men proactively and even served animal proactively.
所以她服侍人，甚至服侍动物都非常的积极。
Even though the servant did not ask to feed her camel, she proactively asked if she can feed the servant's camel.
虽然这个仆人都没有请求她来喂她的骆驼，但是她却很积极的、主动的来让她喂她的骆驼。
So really, by reading the story of Rebecca, we can see she took every minute in her life seriously.
所以我们可以看到利百加对她 一生中的每一时刻都非常的珍惜。
She did not want to waste any youth of her age of her life.
她不想浪费她一生中的任何的时光。
So when the Bible described that, she was really a very beautiful woman.
所以圣经中记载说她是极其俊美的女人。
Actually, some rabbi explained this that she did not only have beauty outwardly, but inwardly, because of a proactive actor, the serving attitude toward men and toward God. That is true beauty in her life.
犹太人的教师曾经说，她这些美丽不光是外表，并且她体现在她积极的服侍人的态度上面。So
not only she proactively loving men, serving men and even animals, I mean she also was very proactive. She had very proactive attitude toward her marriage.
她不光是非常积极的来服侍人，还对动物也是很认真的来服侍，甚至她对婚姻的态度也是非常的积极。
Let's turn to Genesis 24, verse 57 to 60.
我们来看创世纪二十四章。
57-60. So they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rebecca and said to her, would you go with this man? And she said, I will go. 59. So they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servants, and his men. 60. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. You can see, she promised to go immediately to a marriage that she did not even know who the guy was.
We can see here that she immediately agreed to a marriage, and she did not even know who the guy was.
Immediately she said, I will go.
She immediately said, I will go.
It was a great decision, and actually, it was a great risk for a lady to make this kind of decision.
对于女人来说，要做这种决定，应该是相当的风险的。
Of course, she did not make the decision blindly.
当然，她做这个决定并不是盲目的。
And we can see, that you know, she's proactive attitude. It's always like, yes, I'm willing to take a risk. See, when we look at her life, let us remind the life of Abraham also.
他的积极的态度是说，我愿意来承受这个风险。
Abraham departed from his own town, own place, and his own country.
这一点跟亚伯拉罕很相似。亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡，离开他的父老。
For the place where to go to a place where God wanted him to go.
他去的地方是神让他去的。
Now it was a risk, but it was a risk with faith.
当然，这里也有很大的风险，但是他却凭着信心来克服这些风险。
I think Rebecca also took this kind of decision, make this kind of decision.
我相信利百加也是同样子这样子做出决定的。
And this kind of hurry, proactive, aggressive, action actually show in her single foot, all her single foot.
这种积极主动的态度，在她每一步都表现出来。
Let's read another one, 24:64.
在二十四章的第六十四节。
24:64.
24:64.
And Rebecca lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, Then Rebecca lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel. 65. For she had said to the servant, "Who is this man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took a veil and covered herself.You can see she was like a bird who was very alert at that time.
我们可以看到她就像一只小鸟一样，动作非常的敏捷。
From a distance, she can see that there was a young man waiting over there in the field.
在很远的地方，她就能看到有一位年轻人在田里面等待。
And immediately she dismounted from her camel.
所以她马上就跳下骆驼。
After knowing that it was indeed her future husband, she made a veil to cover herself.
后来了解了之后，他就知道那位将来是他的未来的丈夫，所以他就用拍子把脸盖住。
So again, quickly, hurriedly, and in quick actions, she proactively just handling her marriage situation.
所以对他婚姻的每个状态，他都非常果断的做出一些动作。
Today, many people dare not to take proactive actions in marriage because actually there are more failure cases in marriage than successful cases.
今天很多人在婚姻上经常会犹豫不决，因为有很多失败的例子，失败的例子比成功的例子多。
Today, more than 50% of marriage couple divorce, according to statistic.
按照统计来讲，今天50%离婚的结婚的夫妇到时候都会离婚。
So many young person they were so reluctant to think about marriage nowadays.
年轻人很不愿意去思考这个婚姻。
They even take a step to do the wrong thing. They cohabited and to try out the marriage.
甚至他们做更错误的事情，就是他们同居而不结婚。
But for Rebecca's single foot, we understand that indeed she made great courage to make action to move to be proactive in her marriage and in her marriage also.
但对利百加的单身生活来讲，我们可以学到她态度非常的。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
来看腓立比书。
Paul also gives us the same attitude concerning life.
使徒保罗也给我们相同的生活态度。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
腓立比书第三章第十三节。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have comprehend it. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which was behind and reaching forward to those things which were ahead. Paul never thought of that. His life is okay. He's fulfilled. You know, he don't need to make any progress anymore.
使徒保罗并不认为他的生命已经完全了。
He always take one step further to finish the entrusted mission.
他总是更进一步的来试图完成他神交给他的使命。
So today we learn that we shall be proactively to finish our race in life.
所以今天我们学习到，我们要积极的来完成我们这场赛跑。
Father told his son, on Friday night, before the service, yeah.
父亲在礼拜五晚上聚会之前告诉他的儿子。
Because his son was watching NBA.
因为他的儿子在看 NBA 的电视。
So the brother told his son, "Hey, son already go down, huh? This is starting of Sabbath day."
然后父亲就告诉儿子说，太儿子，太阳已经下山了，我们的安息日已经开始了。
You shall started to do something, you know, can edify men and can glorify God.
你们现在开始做一些事情是来荣神益人的。
And suddenly the father noticed that he turned off the TV and do not know what to do.
然后这位儿子就把电视机关了，但是却不知道下面该做什么。
He is too young to know what can he do to, you know, edify men or glorify God, you know, in this half one hour before the service.
他年纪太轻，在离聚会前一个小时，他不知道该怎么样子来做一些荣神益人的事情。
See, how many of our time are idling in our daily life?
所以在我们每一天的生命中，有多少时间是在浪费掉？
See, when we look at David's life,
我们来看大卫的生活。
Again, see, he never wasted any minute in his life.
在他生命中的每一分钟，他都没有去浪费。
Even though he was a shepherd in the field,
他即使是在牧羊的时候
，he was either in playing harp, practicing playing harp over there, or maybe practicing what, throwing the stone, the what, 击弦呢？
他
Throwing a stone, or he may like writing poems at that time.
他或者是祷告，或者是写诗，或者是来练习他击弦的功夫。
Because he himself accumulated so many wonderful gifts in his life. Therefore, his gift can be heavily used in the kingdom of God.
在他生命中充满了丰富的恩赐，所以他的恩赐也能够被神所用。
You know, if we really think about our life, we do not know how many hours, how many times that we have squandered. We have been wasted in our life.
如果我们思考我们的人生，我们多少时间是在浪费呢？
Proactively doing our business also means that we are willing to go one step further, to help other people.
在我们的事业有一种积极的态度，也意味着我们要主要主动的去帮助别人。
Like Jesus said to us, if anybody wants you to walk 1 mile, why don't you just walk 2 miles with him?
主耶稣说，如果有人让你跟他走一里路，你为什么不走两里路呢？
Really, in our daily life, when it comes to good deeds, because we are young, you know, maybe we have more energy, and you know, when it comes to servitude, maybe we should one more mind's attitude toward man and toward God.
所以，我们既然年轻又有能力，如果神需要我们做好事的话，我们就应该有这种多走一里路的态度。
That's why Rebecca not only offered the water to the senior man, to the old man.But she also offered the water to the camels.
这是为什么利百加不光把水喂给这位老仆人，并且也把水给骆驼喝。
I heard a story before.
我听到一个故事以前。
There was a brother want to go to a countryside in Taiwan to find a wife for his son.
有一位弟兄，他想到台湾的农村去给他的儿子找一位太太。
But for some reason, he went to the wrong village.
但是不知道为什么他去了一个错误的村庄。
So therefore they cannot find the sister that they plan to go to visit.
所以他就没有办法找到他们原来计划去访问的一位姐妹。
But in his own wrong village, you know, there are also TCC members over there.
但是在这个错误的城市，做错误的村庄里面，也是有我们耶稣教会。
It happened to be a sister, you know, received them with great hospitality.
刚好碰到一位姐妹，用非常大的爱心来迎接他们。
And told that, you know, this is wrong village, you should go this way and that way. And then she even hired a taxi and paid a taxi fee for the brother and sister to go to that village.
这位姐妹就告诉她，你们来到错误的村庄。你们应该怎么走才可以到那个你们要去的地方，并且甚至为他叫来了出租车。
Because of that kind of attitude, one extra mile's attitude really touched the hearts of that Oh, brother.
但是这种多走一里路的态度真的感动了这位弟兄的心。
Later on, they find out that the other village sister is not the will of God, and they go back to look for this sister.
后来他发现他们原来计划要去访问的那个姐妹并不是神意想中的，并不是合神旨意的，所以他就回来再找这个姐妹。
Rebecca was proactive in her single food.
李百家在她
Now, when she deals with the religious, she also very proactive to
question
God. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 20.
再来看创世纪25章20节.
25 verse 20.
25章20节.
Genesis 25 verse 20.
创世纪25章20节.
Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. 21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. You know, after marrying for 20 years, Rebekah cannot have a children.
在他们结婚20年之久，他们都
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢?
Actually, when Isaac married at the age of 40, it was a kind of late marriage in his generation already.
以撒40岁才结婚，在他那种年纪来说，他已经是非常晚婚的。
But later on, they cannot have baby until they were age 60, yeah? Verse 26 says.
26节讲到以撒60岁的时候才有怀着。
Please read verse 26. Afterward, his brother came out and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them.
26节这里讲到利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正60岁。
You know what? Do not have a children for 20 years. It was indeed a very shameful thing in that generation.
对那一个年代的人来说， 20年都没有孩子是非常羞愧的事情。
The marriage was a beautiful marriage. It was in accordance with the will of God.
婚姻非常的美满，也是按神的旨意所成婚的。
But doesn't mean it was a good marriage can guarantee that later on your marriage life everything will be very smoothful.
所以即使是美好的婚姻，也不意味着婚姻生活都会一直都非常美满。
20 years, how many days?
20年是多少天呢？
Every day they got to face the strange eyesight of the villagers.
每一天他都要面对农村村民的异样的眼光。
Every day, Rebekah could have thought about, you know, the day when I departed from my parents, from my brother. My brother blessed me that may you be the mother of thousands of ten thousands.
利百加每一天都可以想到，当我离开我的家乡的时候，我的 弟兄们祝福我说，我要做千万人的母亲。
Maybe she also think about now Deborah, the nurse in Chinese 奶妈. That nurse actually was to feed the future baby of Rebekah. Actually, has been idling there for 20 years.
甚至她当时带来的奶妈本来是要来照顾她未来的孩子，却是20年没有事。
It was really a joke. I mean, for 20 years they cannot have anything come out.
所以， 简直就是他们20年没有小孩，简直成为别人的笑话。
And not only that, at Rebekah's side, at Isaac's side, maybe Isaac remember what the Lord promised his father that, you know, Abraham's descendants will be as much as the sea, the sand in the seashore, and as much as the stars in the sky.
从利百加的态度来讲是这样子的，但是从以撒的态度来讲， 他的父亲得到神的应许，他的后代要成为天上的星星那么多。
So brother and sister, today, it is good that we marry in according with the will of God, but does that guarantee that our marriage will be very smooth?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们虽然奉神的旨意来成婚，但是并不意味着我们的婚姻就一定会非常的顺利。
How do they solve that problem then?
我们怎么样子来解决婚姻中的问题呢？
The Bible recorded that Isaac prayed for Rebekah.
圣经中这里讲到说，以撒
You know what? In Isaac's life, right? Everything was pessimistic, yeah? Everything in Isaac's life, he was the one who was so passive. Like if you compare with Isaac and Rebekah, they are totally different person. Rebekah was so proactive. Isaac, in many things, he was like so pessimistic. Passive, yeah? Passive.
作为伊萨来讲，如果我们跟利百加来比较，是一个很好的对照，因为他生活中的每一点事情，他都是一种非常被动的态度来处理。
The only one thing that Isaac really do proactively or initially is really his love toward Rebecca.
他在他生命中唯一一件他比较主动的事情是他对利百加的爱。
He even prayed for Rebecca, probably for 20 years.
他甚至为利百加来祷告，甚至可能祷告二十年之久。
Today, when we have problem in our marriage, we like to do a finger pointing a lot of times.
今天如果我们婚姻中有问题的话，我们经常会把用手指指着对方。
Hey, today with this problem, it is because your personality, it's because your physical body a problem, your mental a problem, everything, every problem have to do with you. Nothing is my problem.
今天至少有这个问题，是因为你性格不好。你的肉体上有软弱，或者是你的精神上不健全。
But you know what? Finger pointing will never solve the problem.
但是指责对方并不能解决问题。
Therefore, the most important thing is that you shall pray for the one you truly love.
对，最重要的事情是我们要为我们爱所爱的人来祷
告。And that kind of prayer of love shall be very powerful.
这种为基于爱的祷告会有非常大的能量。
This is something that we shall learn, really.
这是我们需要学习的。
There was a brother who had a marriage problem.
就有弟兄他有婚姻问题。
To him, it was so difficult to a point that he wanted to give up.
在他对他来说，太真的是非常的困难，让甚至他都想放弃了。
Later on, he consulted with an elder.
后来他去问一位长老。
The elder gave him two solution.
长老就给他两点的要注意的。
He said, number one.You shall never rebuild your spouse.
第一点经验是从永远都不要去指责你的太太。
All the faults belong to you, never belong to your spouse.
所有的错误都是你的错，千错万错都是你自己的错。
And secondly, you shall pray for your spouse.
第二点是你要为你的配偶所祷告。
I think it was a words of wisdom from this elder.
这位长老讲的话真的是充满了智慧的言语。
Now, thank God, after 20 years, they have a baby.
后来在这里，我们看到二十年之后，他们感谢神有一个孩子。
But when they have baby, another problem also comes.
但是当他有孩子的时候，问题也来了。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 22.
来看创世纪二十五章二十二节。
25:22.
二十五章二十二节。
But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" So she went to inquire of the Lord.You know, the Bible here says that, oh, it was a very painful pregnancy for Rebecca.
圣经中讲到，这里她的怀孕是非常痛苦的。
The Bible says because children were struggling together within her.
因为在肚子里小孩子相互打，相互争打。
This struggling in English struggling, right? And Chinese is 相争 right? What kind of, if you check other references or concordance, you can see the series of this is like what? If the Bible is same.Verb to talk about when the Lord uses the Lord crush the head of Uri, Leviathan, or somebody's head has been 打破一个人的头啊 has been knocked down. This word struggle if you look for this verb.
但是实际上英文中这个 struggle 是击打的意思
啊。So you can see that was really a very painful feeling, in Rebecca's womb.
所以这个感觉对利百加来说当然是非常痛苦的。
It's very interesting that Rebecca over here, did not ask the Lord, for solving the pain. Yeah.
这里很有意思的是，他并没有去问，求问神，请求神来帮助他解决他的。
But he went to inquire.Of the Lord, he want to know why is that, and not you know, Lord, help me to solve my painful situation. But what was the reason for the painful situation?
他没有去问神说帮我解决问题吧，而是去求问神为什么会这样。
You know, a lot of time, pain or difficulties are predestined to us.
我们知道，我们人生中有时候很多痛苦是事先预定给我们的。
Like pregnancy, a lot of time, simply many women got to go through the pain of pregnancy.
像是妇女要经过这个怀孕的痛苦。
But Rebecca did not stop. Only okay, since it's a nature for a woman to have, you know, to have pain in pregnancy, so she, you know, just take it quietly.
虽然说对 怀孕的妇女来说有痛苦很正常，但是她却并没有就此罢休。
She wanted to ask to know why. What is the will of God?
她却是积极地询问神说为什么会这样。
You know this asking is so important. Later on, he revealed the truth to even Paul. Later on,
因为她之所以这样子问非常的重要，因为这后面都涉及到后面跟使徒保罗显现的真理。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 10 to 13.
我们来看罗马书第九章第十到。
Romans chapter 9, verse 10 to 13.
十到十三节，罗马书第九章十到十三节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 10.
罗马书第九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10 to 13.
九章第十到十三节。
And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, 11, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, not the purpose of God, that the purpose of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of him who calls, 13. It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger, 13. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Because the inquiry of Rebecca, later on Paul was able to understand, actually, election is an authority from God, nothing to do with the deeds of the human being.
所以，因为利百加这样子询问神，所以我们可以看到后来使徒保罗也得到启示，这个人之所以得救是因为神的拣选。
So concerning God's business, God's will, we are entitled to proactively asking God.
所以因为神愿意让我们来积极地询问他。
You know what? A lot of time we can find our teacher in our suffering.
有时候我们可以
find our teachers, find the lessons we shall learn in our suffering.
有时候，很多时候我们在我们受苦的时候，我们从中可以学到很多东西。
We shall really try to ask God why.Why is this? What is this to me?
然后求问神为什么会这样子？为什么这种事情会发生
？Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Now later you will notice that actually God's good will is behind it. Maybe we cannot see it, but later we will definitely see it.
以赛亚书
chapter 30, verse 20.
三十章二十节。
Chapter 30, verse 20. This is a very famous verse, yeah.
三十章二十节。
To 21.
21节
And know the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. 21.
21节
Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.Really, there is a lesson for everybody in times of suffering.
所以在受苦的时候，对每个人来说都有个功课来学习。
We do not know why right now.
我们可能现在不知道为什么。
But we can always ask God, why is that?
但是我们可以来询问神为什么会这样子。
So why am I suffering? Actually, was a question asked by Job, asked by Jeremiah, asked by many psalmists, and even asked by Jesus Christ.
为什么要受苦？这种问题。有被很多人问过，像约伯，要耶利米，还有甚至包括我们主耶稣。
Jesus also asks why.
主耶稣也问过为什么。
So how about us?
我们为什么呢？我们怎么样子
行呢？ We also can proactively ask Jesus concerning the will of God.
当然，我们也积极的来可以来询问，因为这是主耶稣他按照神的旨意来问。
Now Rebecca was very proactive in most of her life, but one thing really he overdid it.Overdid it.
所以利百加虽然在他生命中很多事情都非常积极，但是有时候他的积极会过了头。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter, I mean Genesis chapter 27.
我们来看创世纪二十七章。
Genesis 27.
创世纪二十七章。
Verse 6 to 10.
六到十节。
27, 6 to 10.
二十七章六节到第十节。
So Rebecca spoke to Jacob her son.Saying, Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 7, Bring me game and make savory food for me, and I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. 8. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you now. 9. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choicest kids of goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Ten, then you shall take it to your father, and he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. Everything he was very proactive. I think before it was all right, but here he really overdo it.
他做事情非常的积极，在以前这种态度都是很正确的，但是这一次他是做过头了。
We can see that over here, he hear what her husband talked to Isaac, talked to Esau, yeah.
我们可以在这里，他的先生以撒跟他的儿子以扫讲话。
But when he used the same word to talk his son Jacob, he twisted the word a little bit.
但是当他跟他儿子雅各说话的时候，他却把词语改变了。
You see, when Isaac talked to Esau, Isaac says that my soul may bless you before I die. So really, Isaac really want to use his soul, his totality, to bless Esau.
所以在这里，我们会看到以撒他从心底里是愿意来跟以扫所祝福的。
In Chinese version, you cannot see it, but English is very clear.My soul, may bless you before I die. So it's really his totality. Want to give it to Esau.
所以他从心底里来说是愿意来为以扫来祝福。
You know what? Concerning blessing in the Old Testament time, usually it was public blessing. But Isaac, because he loved to eat, and probably he know it could be also mistakes. So he want to do it privately, and that's why you know, Rebecca really did not agree with this.
当时可能其实在过去的祝福一般都是在公众的情况下祝福，但是因为以撒比较可能比较喜欢以扫的做的东西，所以他在这里愿意说私下的来祝福他，所以利百加不同意这点。
So the word has been twisted not only like diminish that Isaac really loved Esau, this kind of feeling. He also says that he would be blessed in front of the presence of God, meaning that it is going to be a very serious matter, so you shall listen to me and do whatever I say to you.
但是这里利百加却把言语改成说他爸爸会给他哥哥在神面前祝福，把他说得非常的严重。
You see, in the Old Testament time, you seldom find a woman order a man to do something. In the Old Testament time, I mean in the Bible, you seldom find a woman order her son or a man to do anything.
我们在圣经中很少看到一位女人会命令她的儿子做任何事情。
But you see, here he says that, what did he say? Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. So you can see he's this proactive, 这样的积极哈, it's really, really like, wow, you know, using commandment, using order, just like you are in the army, 一个口令一个动作, right? You do just like what I said.
第八节现在这里去讲到现在我儿你要照我所吩咐你的听从我的话，所以他这里的确是太过积极。
You can see that Isaac did not find this is a wrong thing to do, and I'm sorry, Jacob, yeah? Jacob did not thought it was a wrong thing to do. Instead, he only tried to say this is not a perfect plot.
所以他就命令他儿子要按照他吩咐的一切话去行，雅各就没有发现他这个事情原来这么做是错误的，他只是说这个计划并不完美。
Therefore he says that if my father found out that I treat him, I might be cursed.
他只是说如果我父亲摸着我以为发现我在欺哄他，我就会遭到诅咒。
Then what did Rebecca say?
但是这里讲到他母亲对他怎么说呢？
He said that the curse be come to me, yeah?
他说：“儿啊，你遭的诅咒归到我身上。”
This is really very proactive. Okay, I will suffer the curse for you. No problem. You just do whatever I ask you to do.
他说：“你尽管去做，有什么后果我来承担。”
You know, this is against the will of God.
所以我们知道这种做法是违背神的旨意。
You know, sometimes the action in the presence of God is stillness.
实际上，有时候在神面前的行动，如果是悄悄的行出来。
Sometimes the action in the presence of God is that you remain quietness, you remain still.
所以很多时候你在神面前的作为实际上是你保持一个安静。
You rest and you return and you will see how God will solve this problem for you.
保持一颗安静的心，你就不言语，看神怎么样子来帮你解决这个问题。
Not because you find something that really go against the will of God, because you already know that the younger one is going to solve the old one, but proactively he used her own way, tricky way, to solve the problem for the Lord.
并不是需要我们自己去，好像自己懂得神的旨意，就用我们自己的方法，并且是不正确的方法来为神来解决问题。
Later on, we all know that Esau cried because her brother tricked her.
我们知道后来以扫就哭泣，因为他的弟弟欺骗了他。
And also at the same time, the Rebecca says that how shall I, you know, lose one son, two sons in one day? Therefore, he also wanted the younger son to leave the family.
所以后来利百加也说，我怎么能一天丢掉两个儿子呢？所以他就要雅各离开家里。
How did he approach this event?
他就怎么样子解决问题的呢？
When he talked to Isaac, he didn't say, you know what? Esau is going to kill Esau is going to kill Jacob.
所以他跟
he didn't say that.
他跟以扫他跟以扫说话的时候，他并没有告诉以扫说他的哥以扫要杀雅各。
He simply says that, you know, these two daughters-in-law really give me trouble. If Jacob married this kind of, marry the girls in this land, yeah, I would be in trouble. Why? Meaning that why don't you send, you know, Jacob out? See, you can see he was mentally proactive also, try to use a very good way to save Jacob's life because he knew that Isaac was really in favor of Esau. She said that Esau is going to kill Jacob, you see, the plan was not going to work.
他当然他这个时候也是后来他做法也是非常的巧妙，他对以扫说，这是因为他不喜欢他的儿媳妇，所以他要求雅各去找另外一个回到他住的地方去找一个儿媳妇。
So, brother and sister, what can we learn from this kind of overproactive?
因为这样子他的计划才可以才可以行得通。所以弟兄姐妹，我们要从这种积极方面要来怎么样子来学习呢？
It is indeed many parents really love their children proactively.
是的，现今我们的父母经常非常努力、非常主动的来爱我们的孩子们。
I see the love of mother is really incredible sometimes.
有时候看到妈妈的爱真的是不可想象。
I knew an elder's wife. The elder's wife is in her, I think, 60s.
我认识一位长老的太太。她大概六十多岁。
I still remember when she was about, you know, 10 years ago, she was about 50, yeah?
她十年前她大概是五十岁。
Her son stayed in New York. At that time, I was also in New York.
她的儿子在纽约，我当时也在纽约。
And she flew all the way by herself from Taiwan to New York.
她从台湾老远的路飞到纽约来看她儿子。
She did not know one English at all.
她甚至根本一个英语单词都不懂。
And she had another son now went to French.
他就后来有另外一个儿子去法国。
She don't know anything about, you know, any language or any French language.
他也不懂得任何的法语。
She herself just, you know, just fly alone because elder is called always working. Yeah, cannot come here. Yeah, fly alone to French, go to the countryside to look for his son.
哎，独身一人来去飞到法国。到法国的农村里面去寻找他的儿子。
So、really, no matter where the son is, the mother's heart is over there.
不管儿子在哪里，母亲的心总是在那里。
No matter how difficult it is, the mother will always proactively protect son.
不管多么困难，母亲总是非常主动的来保护孩子。
And I do not only find this in human beings, I also find this in birds.
不光在人的身上看到这个特点，在鸟身上也是这样子。
You see, I have finch. Yeah, you know finch. There's some characteristic of finch is that they love to breed.
我有一些鸟，它
finch 啊，十姐妹呢。
我有叫十姐妹的鸟，它的有一个特点就是喜欢来喂它的小鸟。
It's so amazing when you see after the little birds was hatched.
我们当看到小鸟孵化出来的时候。
And how the parents try to, you know, stand above them and not try to hurt them and try to feed them. Their feet have to go this way, you know. It's very difficult for the bird's feet to go this way, you know. 外八字的哦 ，so difficult.
看到鸟的腿就向外张开，这样子来保护它，这是对他们来说是非常难的高难度。
And for some reason, you know, one of baby finch just fall from the nest in my cage.
有一次，一只小鸟从不知道为什么从鸟巢上掉到笼子下面。
One day I can, hey, how come there was? Because I put some, I thread some newspaper into the cage, yeah. And I say, hey, how come a newspaper was moving? I look at it, the newspaper was covering a baby finch.
因为我把报纸放到笼子底下，所以当这个小鸟掉下来的时候，我发现这个报纸在动，所以我就看到小鸟在那里。
Because the newspaper was, you know, a little piece, yeah. I noticed that actually it was the mother birds, you know, carry the like a blanket cover on the baby finch.
就我看到报纸盖在小鸟的身上，原来是这位母鸟把这个报纸撕开来盖在小鸟的身上。
So really, many parents will proactively show their love toward their children.
这样子，母亲都会非常积极的来爱护他的小孩。
But our love should not go across the boundary of God's principle.
但是我们的爱不可以超过神所允许的原则。
Jesus says, "Anybody love their parents, their children more than me, they are not qualified to be my disciple."
耶稣说，任何人爱父母、爱孩子甚于爱我的，就不合格成为我的门徒。
The Lord spoke to Abraham that you shall offer your son, your only son, up to the mountain, to the mountain where I want you to offer him.
神让亚伯拉罕把他独一的儿子带到山上为他献祭。
Now why is that?
为什么要这样子献？
It's really, I mean, today, nowadays, most of us really so dear and so near to our children.
所以今天，因为什么原因？是因为我们在我们的心中都对我们的孩子太好。
It is our nature.
这是我们的本性。
But we shall not over proactive. Go across the boundary of God's principle.
但是我们做事情一定要有不能超过神所允许的范围。
In the kingdom of God, God is always the number one. Family is number two. Business is number three.
在神的国度里，神永远是第一，家庭永远是第二。
So when you try to protect our children, we should think about what is the will of God. We should not using tricky way to protect our children, which is against the will of God.
如果我们要保护我们的孩子的话，我们不能用一些投机取巧的办法，因为那是不符合神的旨意的。
Abraham said, "Offer your son to me." Offer your, offer your son to me.
把你的孩子献给我。
Today, I think we shall have the same mentality.
今天我们要有同样的态度。
Of course, not physically, you know, we just kill our son. This is not like that.
当然不是肉体上把我们的孩子杀掉。
But you know, we shall always treat God first. That means that we truly can put our children second. Actually, it's kind of offering already.
而是要总是把神放到第一位，把我们的孩子放到第二位。
This is something that for us to learn from.
这样子也是奉献，这是我们要学习的。
For some reason, there are many famous women in the Bible, especially Abraham's wife or Jacob's wife. They all recorded how they died, their death.
我们在圣经中看到有关于几位母亲的死亡。
But Rebecca's death,
亚伯拉罕的太太，或者是雅各的太太。
Rebecca's death was silent in the Bible.
但是对于以百家的死亡。
I think that mistakes really make God do not even mention about the result of her life later on.
我想可能因为他做了犯了这个错误，让神都不愿意后来再提到他。
If you were Rebecca,
如果你是利百加的话
，at your old age,
在你自己的这个时候，你年纪
，you got to send your son away.
你要把你的像这同样的年纪要把你的儿子送走的话
，Even though you love him so much，
虽然你爱他很多
，Maybe your eyesight follow the back of the back of Jacob till he disappear in horizon。
可能你就看着雅各离开你，看着他的背影消失。
And in your heart you thought that no problem, I can see him very soon。
所以虽然你心里想说，没关系，我将来总是可以看到他。
But unfortunately, after 20 years before her death。She did not spend time with her favorite son.
但是在他死之前二十年之久，他都没有办法跟他孩子在一起生活。
Instead, she got to spend time with Esau.
他没有办法看到他，相反的，他却只有和他的大儿子在一起生活。
Got to spend time with the two daughter-in-laws of Esau.
并且要跟以扫的两位媳妇一起生活。
And you got to spend the husband who used to trust her so much. Now, probably the husband also feel miss something.Because of the mistrust between them.
他的先生一起生活，他先生本来一直都非常信任他，但是现在可能也缺少一些什么。
This is something that we should learn from Rebecca's mistake.
我们要从利百加的错误中学习的东西。
Let's sing in.
我们来唱诗。
162.
162首。